are my doxy for today. The weapon. War is a political action. It's as old as the hills. It has become a means by which people resolve their differences. We are conditioned to believe and understand that, albeit it is an extreme measure, that war somehow resolves conflicts once and for all. We appeal to weapons, building stronger and more powerful weapons to overcome adversity and our enemies. The bigger and more powerful the weapon, we believe, the more we are guaranteed victory. And so, along with the quest for peace, we are on an ever-growing exploration for bigger and more explosive weapons. Jesus Christ presents us with a weapon of sorts, namely love. Yes, I know, we pay homage to love, saying it's what makes the world go round. All you need is love, we say. We dedicate songs, poems, novels, movies, monasteries, and churches to love. And we attest to its awesome power. But when it comes to weaponizing against our enemies, we have no faith in love power, and instead we opt for instruments of destruction. We've been conditioned, not only during our childhood as people, but as a civilization, through historical lessons, to believe that war is the solution. Reality check, wars are fought and no one wins. Sure, a battle is won here and there, but no one wins war. In the end, losers of the battle only build resentment and anger to come back another day to settle the score. Furthermore, war gives the illusion that certain life is more important than other life. Children and women are called on first to evacuate, as if the life of boys and men are less valuable. Soldiers are drafted or enlist, and when they don their uniform, they are fair game, as if their mothers or fathers will not cry when the announcement arrives that their baby is gone. Four Israeli hostages were rescued, but the cost of the operation killed over 200 Palestinians and hospitalized four times that amount, adding to the narrative that some lives, some groups, some people are more valuable than others. There is a higher idea and a better weapon to overcome our enemies. If you contend that God is the author of life, then you have to admit that all life is precious to God. There are no hierarchies of people for God, as Jesus instructs. We, people, have created disparities. We author wars and are responsible for ending wars. The words of Jesus are clear. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even tax collectors do so? Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Tomorrow, part 2.
Hi, this is Hia from epostle.net. Thanking you for your support of these daily messages. The voice of Armadoxy is now being heard on 5 continents, thanks to the organic growth you're facilitating by forwarding these podcasts to family and friends. We are encouraged by the comments and support we're receiving. For Father Voskin and the entire Apostle team, thank you and God bless.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.